To order, please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, one God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we please have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here. Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would like to move immediately to substitute the council meeting agenda.
You're out of order. I submitted my council agenda 9 days before the meeting. You did not submit yours until last Friday.
The council can have its own agenda, and it's submitted to you
but
right
it's
now.
But it's not transparent. Nobody had this agenda. Do you know what happened at the meeting last time? I have a right to put back on the agenda items that I originally put on the agenda that you took to committee and find out what happened to them. I have the right to do that.
The council has the right to its own agenda, and that agenda is the one I am presenting now, one that has been denied public notice. I need a second.
I second it.
I would like to speak to my motion. The City Council does its official work in council meetings. That is where we have a quorum and can take action. It is the council's meeting, and the council sets its own agenda. We have a process that works and allows the mayor and the staff to send us their business items. In contrast with the council, the mayor's branch of government has every day to work on implementing policies and laws and manage the city. The council's official actions boil down to these meetings. However, the mayor has decided unilaterally to set the council agenda and used her authority to control what gets noticed to the public. Where the mayor wants the council to take action, the resolution gets public notice and we are told the item is urgent or critical. When a council member wants to support a new policy, she refuses to put it on the agenda for public notice. If you follow the mayor's argument to its logical end, the mayor would control all council votes. Then the city council would be totally unnecessary. Because the mayor issued the wrong agenda to the public for tonight's meeting, I asked the council to hold a special meeting on Tuesday night, the 19th, where we could vote as a body on the council agenda. This would have given people more information sooner about possible actions by the council for tonight. But in violation of RCW 423080, the mayor refused to issue the public notice for the meeting. Now in Black Diamond, the city council can't have a meeting unless the mayor thinks their topics are okay. We have to come together every other Thursday and issue the correct council-approved agenda at the meeting. Therefore, I move we immediately adopt the agenda, hand it out, and move on with the city council meeting. We have been through this before, and we need the proper council agenda. I call the question.
Wait a minute.
You are out of order.
We have got to have a debate on this. Excuse me, I think I need to be recognized first.
Go ahead, Councilmember Edelman.
First of all, per your
call the question, there's no debate.
That's not true. That is not true. There is always debate. Everybody gets one chance to speak at least once. Councilmember Edelman.
Per the Drudowski Council rules, it states that items to go on the agenda should be submitted to the clerk 9 days in advance of a meeting. People from Save Black Diamond have never, in the last 5 years that I've known you folks, ever submitted anything in a timely fashion. Now we come to tonight. Wait a minute.
Excuse me.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. I have
the
floor. Then let me finish what I'm saying. And you have nothing to say, Mr. Garcia. This is a council meeting. So we show up tonight. We have a
point of order.
Just a moment.
Point of order.
What's your point?
What is your point?
Speak to the issue at hand.
I am.
You do
if
not
you would
get
let
to impugn
speak.
The motives of the council.
She is.
You know what? Last time I checked, I was an elected member of this city council also. It's not just you three. So tonight we show up. We have a brand new agenda that Tammy and I have never seen. We are elected officials. There are agenda items in here, including hiring a new law firm that we've not seen.
Point of order.
We've not seen.
Confine remarks to the merit of the pending question.
There is no merit to this pending question.
Councilmember Morgan, did you have your hand up?
No.
Weber did. Councilmember Weber.
I had it up to call a point of order, but I kind of just...
Well, you're out of order. You did not submit your agenda. Now you have things on the agenda that were never even submitted to the city last week. Never even... Yes.
I support what Councilmember Pepper said. There was an email that went out to the entire council that called for a special meeting, and there was no special meeting that was noticed.
Because there was a regular meeting in 2 days. There was
point
no
of
reason.
Order.
Regardless, as council members, we have the right to call a special meeting. Whether there's a meeting Thursday night or not.
Special meetings are for matters that have an urgency.
Point of order. The presiding officer does not engage in debate.
Yes, they do. According to state law, I can engage in debate. And I'm telling you right now that you are out of order. You did not submit this agenda according to your own council rules. You may not follow your agenda.
Yes, this agenda has been made a motion and seconded. And now having people talk to it. So have the rest of the people who talk to it who would like to, and then we are going to vote on the motion.
I'm not going to allow you to do that.
That's not your prerogative. This is the council's meeting.
Member Morgan.
The items on this agenda are actually dire items that need to be taken care of. We fired the city attorney. The city has a responsibility to have an attorney. This makes provision for that.
You can't hire a city attorney. You can hire an attorney for yourself. You cannot hire a city attorney.
So,
Councilmember Deedy.
So before you shoot me down, Councilmember Pepper, Morgan spoke about this hiring attorney, so I'm going to speak about it as well. So my understanding is that you...
Point of order, we're off the topic. The topic is the agenda and passing the agenda.
So why is it okay for Erica to speak about it, but now it's not okay for me? Councilmember Weber, can you answer that?
Point of order. Council member does not question other council members.
Oh, really?
Council member Weber.
That's right.
The subject at hand is the revised agenda. We have been told in the past that it is the council's prerogative that it can come and make revision to the agenda at the council meeting.
You can make a... additions to the council agenda.
Point of order. The council has its own meeting and its own agenda. Can be passed this evening.
It's a council mayor meeting. If you look at the state law, the RCW, it's a council mayor meeting so that we can get together to discuss items of business so that you can pass legislation. This meeting has been properly noticed. Your agenda has not been properly noticed, and it's out of order. You cannot pass
the agenda. Can be amended by the council on the evening of the meeting, and I call for the vote.
You're not amending it. You're changing
it. I'll second it.
Now this motion has been made and seconded twice.
You're out of order.
I'm not out of
order.
You're
out of order. You do not even know your own rules. I'm telling you, your rules say you have to submit the agenda 9 days ahead of time. If you want to add something to my agenda, you can add it.
Call the question. Vote.
You're out of order. You did not follow your own agenda. I'm not going to allow you. You can add your things to my agenda.
Point of order. This is the council's meeting. This is our agenda. You do not get to tell us what goes on the agenda.
I do, too.
No.
I published an agenda 9 days ahead of time.
Agenda was not approved by the city council. Point of order.
It was approved by two council members, Edelman and Deedy. They are also council members. That's all it requires. They approved this agenda. You're out of order. You cannot put a new agenda on. You can add your agenda items to my agenda.
I move to suspend the rules and immediately substitute the council meeting agenda with the one that is distributed now. I need a second.
I second it.
Mayor.
I vote aye.
Wait a minute.
Point of order. You already talked to the motion.
You've made a different motion. So give me a break.
Excuse me. Point of order. Council member will be courteous.
Seriously? This is like a Saturday Night Live skit. I cannot believe this.
You are not entitled. You can add to my agenda. I published mine according to your rules 9 days ahead of time with all the packet material.
Point of order, the agenda was not approved.
It was approved by two council people. You are not the only council people. There's five people on the council. Five. Two council members approved the agenda.
Point of order, it's time to call for the vote.
What about the debate? I had my hand raised to make a statement.
Councilmember Edelman.
Because I find it very curious that every time you guys try to force something down our throats that you've not coordinated with Councilmember Deedy or myself, you end up wanting to suspend the rules in order to push this stuff through. When we want
point
to get...
Point of order,
wait a minute.
Please do not impugn the motives of fellow council members.
Oh, I'd like to. Let me tell you...
Point of order, courtesy.
Do we need to have an instant playback of what you're saying? Because you're not following the rules. You're not following the council rules that Drewdowski generated for you guys to follow. You have these made-up authorities that are not in the revised code of Washington. And you don't even bother to recognize that when Tammy Deedy and I sign off on something for the mayor, that we have the same authority that you three have. We just don't have the majority vote. And what you've managed to do is to shut out the minority, which goes against the revised code of Washington.
Councilmember Morgan.
I would like to point one little thing out. The revised and passed new council rules require that the council agenda be approved by two particular people, the council president and the mayor pro tem. If other council members have things that they would like to present to the council at the council meeting, they need to contact one or the other of us and we will take care of it. That's how you get things on the agenda. Other processes for getting things on the agenda that have worked, have followed rules that we've had in the past are now no longer the rules that we're following now.
Councilmember Morgan, you know, you have taken many, many items off the agenda and into committee and they've never come back. And that is not the way to run a city. And
point of order.
You right now, you are not going to get your agenda. You can add your items to the agenda or not. But you're not going to get your agenda. You didn't publish it according to your own rules. You violated your own rules. You can't suspend the rules to violate.
Presiding officer, may I have the floor?
Councilmember Pepper.
Thank you. It is time to call for the vote. The
your
motion has
agenda,
been made and seconded.
Your agenda is illegal. We are not calling for a vote.
Point of order. Then we will have to call for the vote ourselves.
So, can I have a question?
Tammy Deedy?
What's wrong with just adding these items to the agenda? The council... I see nothing wrong with going through the unfinished business. It should always come back up onto the council, the unfinished business. And we even discussed it at a council meeting, Pat Pepper, that you agreed that items that are still in committee should be discussed at council.
The approved agenda was not noticed. This is a substitute agenda. The motion has been made and seconded.
I still don't understand what approved agenda. My approved agenda has been noticed. Yours has not.
Exactly. Now, this motion has been stated and seconded, and it is time to call for the vote.
I think we're going to move on here. We're not.
No, actually, we're point of order. We're not going to move on until we have a vote on the substitute agenda.
All in favor?
Wait.
Aye.
You are not going to get your agenda. You can add your items to my agenda. You are violating your own rules. Your own rules, your Dardowski rules, you're violating them. 9 days ahead of time, my stuff was ready, yours was not. You had nothing.
Point of order,
9 days ahead.
There is a motion on the floor. A vote needs to be taken.
We are not voting on your agenda. It's violating your own council rules. Violation of your own council rules.
This agenda, this substitute agenda, is in front of you. The motion has been made and seconded. I appeal the decision of the chair. I need a second.
I'll second it.
Oh my God, you guys.
That's three motions.
Okay. Now, if you are in favor...
Let's move on to the consent
point of
agenda.
Order.
You are out of order.
I have the floor.
I think the mayor ruled on your point of order.
Now.
There you go.
I appeal the decision of the chair, and there has been a second to that. By taking a vote,
you are out
if
of
you
order.
Say yes, then you agree with the mayor's decision.
What?
If you say no, then you do not agree with the mayor's decision.
No, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works. Your agenda is illegal.
No.
According to your own rules. You can add things to this agenda, but according to your own rules, you are not following your own rules.
We need to vote.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Mr. Weber.
Can we have the parliamentarian note where the motions are and what the specific motions are? Please.
Thank you. The last motion was Pepper appealed the chair's decision. We have a second by Morgan. The motion before that was a motion by Pepper to suspend the rules and substitute with the new agenda. That was a second by Morgan. The first one on the record was Councilmember Pepper. She made a motion to substitute the council agenda for the one that she submitted. So we have three motions on the floor.
And for clarification, they need to be worked from newest back, right?
Yep. Backwards up. Yep.
But if you make the rules, you're going to suspend them.
You know, if you can't move on. Well, let's just move on
Excuse
to the consent
me, point
agenda.
Point of order. There are three motions on the floor.
And nobody's doing anything about them. Let's just move on. The time
there
is up.
There are three motions on the floor.
Time is up.
No. Point of order. The presiding officer does not get to control the meeting. The presiding officer is the presiding officer at the meeting, but you don't get to control the meeting.
So who does control? Is it you, Councilor
No.
Pepper?
Who died and crowned you the queen?
Point of
All right,
order.
Now, point
I
of order.
I seriously don't know.
Point of order. Now, working backwards, we have a motion on the floor that we have an appeal, the decision of the chair. We need to take a vote. If you think that the mayor is in order with what she said, then you want to vote
that
yes.
That isn't even
If
normal.
You think that the decision of the mayor is not okay, then you're going to vote no. Now, am I going to call this vote? I call for a vote. Okay. Councilmember Deedy.
What?
Do you vote yay or nay?
I'm not voting on that. That's a ridiculous vote. What?
I am appealing, the decision of the chair is being appealed. If you agree with the chair, say yes.
Mayor Pepper, she doesn't want to vote.
Okay, but it counts as a yes.
Well, no, it doesn't. This is not a normal vote. This is nothing normal about this.
Well, yeah. Yes. I agree with the mayor, but
yes.
I think that this is ridiculous.
Councilmember Morgan.
No.
You know, I am the chair of the meeting.
And you're not chairing the meeting. You don't get to say what happens.
Your rules are out of order. You did not follow your
rules. Councilmember Edelman.
Your agenda is out of order.
Councilmember Edelman.
Your agenda is out of order.
Councilmember Edelman.
Your agenda is out of order.
Point of order.
Your agenda is out of order. Your agenda is out of order. You did not.
Councilmember Edelman.
I vote with the mayor, and yes, you are out of order.
Councilmember Weber.
No.
Councilmember Pepper. No. Working backwards, the substitute agenda has a second to be substituted right now. This motion has been spoken to. People have debated to it. It's time for a vote. If you are in favor of the substitute agenda, say yes. If you are not in favor, say no.
Point of clarification. This actually, the motion is to suspend the rules to substitute the agenda instead of the other one. The next one up is that motion.
Okay. Okay.
I just want to make sure we get them in the right order.
Yes. Okay.
Maybe you should have run for mayor instead of for council.
Chair, you're out of order.
Are you going to call for the vote or am I?
I am not calling for the vote.
All right. We're calling for the vote on the next motion back, suspending the rules to pass this substitute agenda immediately. So, okay, Councilmember Deedy. Yes or no?
No.
Okay, Councilmember Morgan.
Yes.
Councilmember Edelman.
No.
Councilmember Weber.
Yes.
Councilmember Pepper. Yes. All right, that motion has passed. Now we move forward to the first motion to substitute the agenda.
Could you move the motion out, the clerk, please?
Councilmember Pepper.
You're out of order.
Councilmember Pepper. Have you distributed this agenda to everybody in the room? Does everybody in the room have a copy of her agenda?
But then
Heather
didn't want anybody either.
Did you?
I know there are a lot of papers on the table. Councilmember Morgan, I'm not sure about that. Okay. All right, we're
back. How many people have a copy of the new agenda?
Five.
So five or six people.
So I think there's about 15 more on the table.
All right, we are back. Could the clerk please read the original motion?
Motion by Pepper, second by Morgan, to substitute the council agenda with the one submitted.
Okay. Are we taking a vote?
You're out of order.
No, I'm not.
You're out
okay.
of order.
Okay, Councilmember Deedy?
No.
Yes or no? Councilmember Morgan?
Yes.
Councilmember Edelman?
No.
Councilmember Weber?
Yes.
Councilmember Pepper? Yes. Substitute agenda for this evening.
I have no idea what's on your agenda.
I think there's a copy at your place, though.
So, can I make a motion? I'd like to make a motion that we put the mayor's agenda back on, along with the council's agenda they just put on.
I'm in a second, but I also want to make a comment. Because on this new agenda, under unfinished business, is the DKS Associates settlement claim. So that's fine. That's already on Mayor Benson's agenda. The new business is a resolution approving legal services. Nobody has seen this contract. Have you seen this contract?
No, not until I got here.
Has there been any other legal review of this contract?
I have not.
Not that
read.
I know of.
And,
how in the
and,
heck do
oh,
you
sorry.
Expect us to vote on something that we haven't seen, that we were given at 7 o'clock?
And your own rules say that you cannot put it on if it hasn't gone through a process. Your own rules say that. You cannot put things on that you haven't even got. And you're going to have to suspend the rules anyway if you're going to do it tonight. Because
point
everything
of order.
Goes to committee.
Point of order.
So the first item on the agenda is consent agenda.
I move that we accept the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now is the time for public comments. Persons wishing to address the City Council, please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Mr. Edelman.
Bob Edelman, I think there's a number of things that need to be pointed out after listening to that, I don't know what to call it, that circus. First of all, the statement was made that this is the council's meeting. That's incorrect. By state law, this is a meeting of the mayor and the council. I don't know how many times I have to tell you people. It's in the RCW. Secondly, let's go through the rules of order. First of all, let's talk about suspending the rules. You were ruled out of order on suspending the rules. That's because you were because of what you were suspending them for. Now you can go ahead and suspend the rules for a valid reason. There was an appeal to the chair. You voted to appeal the chair's decision. The chair ruled that out of order. The chair an appeal to the chair is on her decision is passed by majority vote. However, the chair, and this is by Robert's Rules of Order, if there is only one reasonable thing, one reasonable course of action, and not two, then you can be ruled out of order on the appeal to the chair. It kept happening. That there's other things. Pat Pepper cannot take control of a meeting. There's absolutely nothing in your council rules or Robert's Rules of Order where one of the council members assumes control of the meeting. Now, I wasn't writing these down. I don't know how many other rules of order and Robert's rules were violated here, but it's getting to be a habit, and I suggest all of you get familiar with them. Nope. I have to say it one more time. Don't follow what Drazdowski tells you to follow. He's the one who said, this is the council's meeting, and he's absolutely wrong, absolutely. Now, you can sue me, take me to court, but that's an idiotic thing to say.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Yes.
I have a handout. Is that possible? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Make sure that
I'll
clerk is one.
My name is Liz Leroy. I'm the owner's rep for Enumclaw School District, and I'm here to give an overview of our process. I wanted to just make sure that you guys know about the project. We are doing a replacement school in the existing site. We're hoping to start construction this summer, and we will open in 2017 school year. I quickly just want to say that it's a pretty great thing for this community. It's an important asset, and we're looking to collaborate well with the city. We've done an outreach to the neighbors last month, including we're going to plan on doing another outreach meeting before starting construction. And then with that, I'm just going to read the letter. I think that pretty much summarizes everything. As you know, the Enumclaw School District is preparing to begin construction on the rebuild of Black Diamond Elementary School. We recently learned that the city's community development department is unable, without the immediate assistance of outside resources, to confirm that it can meet our project review timeline. However, we understand that city staff has identified a solution with the district and the city to contract with an outside consultant for purposes of the permit review activities. We appreciate the availability of the solution, and we want to be certain that we have the city's commitment to this alternative permit review process. The city's timely review of the Black Diamond Elementary School project is critical to success on this project. The district has worked diligently with in collaboration with the city to move this project forward. After commencing the permit review process in October, the district submitted to the city the site plan review application in January, and the city issued a site plan approval on April 5th. To date, the district has paid to the city $84,141 in permit application fees for the project. The district requires the following permit processes actions from the City of Black Diamond to be able to move forward in a timely manner. On April 27th, an issuance of the Community Development Director of a letter to the Office of OSPI confirming that upon completion of permit review, the city will issue a building permit no later than June 3rd. By May 13th, receipt of the city's preliminary permit review comments, and by June 3rd, issuance of the building permit. The district's March 16th building permit submittal, along with prior permit activities, was done in anticipation of providing a very reasonable review period for the city to meet the above timelines. To meet those permit milestones, we understand that the district and the city would enter into an agreement with the outside consultant to provide for plan review, inspections, and building official services for the project, and the city would agree expressly that it will use the outside consultant's professional expertise for review and issuance of the permit. The city would refund a large portion of the permit fees already paid by the district to begin processing of the permit. We would expect this amount to be equivalent to the fees that would be charged by the outside consultant. Please let us know immediately if there's any concerns or potential issues related to the solution. The district is relying on the city's timely action and commitment in order to avoid significant damages at the cost of our shared constituents and to the detriment of the project. In lieu of such a solution, the city's failure to provide for adequate resources to review the Black Diamond Elementary School project permit could result in the district's loss of state assistance dollars for the project, costly change orders to address modifications that may result from untimely permit review, and or damages delaying resulting from the contractor's inability to commence work in a timely fashion. Sincerely, Mike Nelson, Superintendent. Thank you. That's all
I had. Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Kevin?
Good evening, Mayor, Council members. I'm Kevin Espling. I work for the Public Works Department. Just a little background. I've been with the city, believe it or not, I just figured it out this last month, 40 years. 33 years with the police department and, now 8 with Public Works. And I'm here tonight because I think we're on the agenda for the council's approval of our union contract. And I just wanted to let you know that we bargained in good faith the past several months. I think we're going back into the fall. And we would ask the council to approve that, if they would. I think we've pretty much bargained everything out. Employees are not asking for any salary increase or anything. It doesn't cost us anything. We're just asking for our representation.
I can see it.
Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Robin Taylor? Oh, sorry. Okay, Matt. We'll let Matt go.
Okay. Hello, it's Matthew House. I work for Teamsters Local 117. As you know, we represent two bargaining units at the city here. One, the professional group that we, the council and the mayor, have passed a contract that's in force right now. And we finished bargaining in good faith, as Kevin stated, a contract for the public works members that work at the city. And it's come to my understanding that from a meeting on Monday that this contract may be bumped off the agenda somehow. So I'm not, based on what just happened, I'm not sure what's going to happen. But same thing as Kevin said, we bargained in good faith with the city. Very good relationship with the city so far, and we want to continue that. The Teamsters want the city to prosper just as well as you do. And we want our employees to be, respected, and their contract to be respected. And we're hoping that you guys are able to pass our contract today. If not, I think that would be a problem for us because it has been bargained in good faith by the city and by the Teamsters. And our members voted on it, passed unanimously. The city approved it. It was a fully recommended agreement on both sides. To not pass it, I think, would be not a good idea. And we're hoping we don't have to cause strife with the city, but we'd like to work well with you guys. And as you can see, you have some long-term folks that have served the city well. The city employees are work tirelessly for you guys and for the citizens, and they deserve the respect and for this work on this contract. And like I said, I hope you guys approve that. You guys have any questions? And I can answer questions on collective bargaining if you need later on.
Thank you.
Well, like Kevin said, there's no financial impact that I'm aware of. These folks understand the city's in dire straits as far as money goes, and the teachers also realize that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Robin.
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. I ask for extra time.
Sure. It's okay with me.
No. Not unless there's a good reason. I wouldn't be inclined to vote for it.
Well, it's the public asking a question. And I think any time a public has a question to ask or a statement, there's a good reason to allow for a few extra minutes.
Councilmember Morgan.
I think there's another 3 minutes at the end of the session. I would appreciate it if we maybe try to get through our meeting as quick as we can. 3 minutes is enough.
Suspend the rules. We're not denying the public full hit of in action.
Again. Oh, I'm sorry.
What's point of order?
As the chair, this meeting should be kept at a respectful level. That includes outside comments from the public that have not come up to talk.
Well, maybe he will come up to talk.
Oh, I will. Well, I know. I wasn't going to, but you just opened your mouth.
That's fine.
Okay, Robin.
Need some decorum.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Sorry, Robin. Quinn.
Again, Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. First, I want to start off and say, I've been told that since my husband, former Councilmember Ron Taylor, lost the election, I just need to sit down and shut up. My First Amendment right to free speech does not rest on my husband's position. I am a citizen in my own right, and I will not be shamed or attacked into silence. I research, write, and speak my own thoughts, not those of my husband. Politics is a rough and tumble sport. If those in the majority here and those who support them cannot handle opposition, then they are in the wrong game because I am not going to stop. I wanted to thank Councilmember Weber for voting yes on the water treatment replacement. You really broke with Save Black Diamond there. I think it's because you are personally affected by your water being city water, whereas Morgan and Pepper are not on city water. Councilmember Morgan stuck to her guns and voted against clean, safe drinking water. She voted to stop the MPDs. She voted the way Save Black Diamond wanted her to vote. She'll fight the Springs Reconstruction Project at every step. Councilmember Pepper could not bring herself to vote against it, but she couldn't bring herself to verbally break with Save Black Diamond, so she did not vote, which counts as a yes, a spineless non-vote if there ever was one. This is Save Black Diamond on full display, and tonight you're seeing it again. If you don't want to be a Save Black Diamond council member, Councilmember Weber, you've got some changing to do. I listened to the audio of the last council meeting on my comments on the water treatment, and when it was over, Erica was caught on audio saying, if it were only that simple. Well, it is that simple. If you really want to get critically important work done for the city, it really is that simple. At the government ops meeting Thursday, Councilmember Morgan made excuses as to why she's not doing emails and all that. Her phones don't work. Her internet's slow. She doesn't get the emails down whenever she gets on it. And I'm thinking about accountability. This council wants to be accountable for council work. You need to stop making excuses for what you can't get done. And you need to start being accountable for what you are not getting done. I tell you, this whole thing angers me. We had stuff, I mean, I'm sorry about the school district. I'm sorry. Building planner official was supposed to be on the agenda for tonight, I thought. I'm sorry for the unions. I thought those were supposed to be on the agenda for tonight. You know, you're stabbing a lot of people in the back, thinking you're doing the work for the city, but you are not. You are taking stuff into committee, and it is sitting there. The LED light replacement thing, you know, there's been a truck out around town. There's been LED lights put in our lights out on Botts Drive, up on Lawson and whatnot. They're doing work. Are you guys going to pay them? I doubt it. I doubt you're going to pay them. You're not going to get that out of committee. It's not going to come out of budget. It's not going to come out of government ops. It's not going to make it. It's not going to be there.
Time is up. Is there anybody else wishing to address council?
I'll do it. He asked for it. Mark Hill, Black Diamond.
Weber, I told you to drop her. She's a bench player. She's not a starter. She has no clue what she's doing. So you said from there, respect, come up here and say it, right? Seek Hill. You just tried to silence the public. The public, Pepper. Do you understand what that means? You wanted to silence them, and now you want to silence the public. But you want them to represent you. You want their support. And now you just want them to sit and be quiet? You nearly need to think what's going on up in your head. Because something's not cranking right. Everything you said tonight, you didn't even know what you were seeing. She had to coach you again, and I talked to you about this. Make an appointment and go sit in her office before you come in here so you know what you're saying. You didn't even know to say appeal. You want to know who said appeal? He said it out loud.
Yeah.
And then you said appeal. And you didn't know what the hell you were talking about when you said that. Edelman had to tell you, no, it doesn't work that way. She's even got to tell you, what is wrong with you? I heard you used to be a teacher. I'm quite sure you were pretty good back then. But you really need to check where you're at. Because you're sitting up there acting like Hitler. And you want to silence the public. And I'm just calling it how I see it. You should be embarrassed. If I'm the Teamsters, I'd just say screw you. I'd just stick it to you guys. If I'm this guy, I would just say screw you and stick it to you. I mean, I'd just stick it straight to you. Because you're trying to shut the city down? Let's go ahead and shut it down. You still lose. You still lose. Everybody in here laughed at you when the meeting started. Did you hear them? That means they're not supporting you. That means they're not on your team. Like I told you last week, and I'll tell these guys again, if I was a Save Black Diamond person, I would quit. Because these two, they're missing it. They're really missing it. And the reason people are focusing on Weber is because he sits back and keeps his mouth shut. Why? Because he knows they're not there.
Your time is up. Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Judy?
I would like to ask, please, Mayor, if there is disruption in the house with the audience, it needs to be spoken to and taken care of. And I believe that's how this started. The gentleman that just spoke has every right to say what he wants to say. And so do I. I'm Save Black Diamond. I support the people here who are voting the way they believe is the right way. I know there is tremendous difference with the council. I wish it could be changed. I don't know what's going to happen with all of you. And you know that I know all of you. And I do care. I will say this about that. And it's very difficult because it's already in a state of contention today. But I understand that this is the fourth meeting in a row where the mayor hasn't issued the agenda according to the council rules that now exist. And that's that's part of the problem. They were voted in. I know you disagree, but they were legally voted in. But there is opposition from the minority council and the mayor. I even partially understand that. But it is legal. And I know we have people stand up here and say that it's not. But these three people that are the majority and the people who do research behind them have looked into the law. After 3.5 months, you would think that finally there would be some way to come to some agreement to look at the law and agree on what should be happening. But that's not happening yet. So what I have here is just a plea to the mayor. If you would please, and I know you have questions, and I think the majority may have some questions. I can't deal with that. But please, if you would not block the agenda that the council wants to have and is voted. I thought by quorum, I don't understand two council members okaying an agenda. It's quorum, and that's what's happened. There's quorum. It was elected legally in November. So I hope that you will consider that. I know that's hard. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council?
Yes, Jason.
Hello, my name is Jason Seth. I live in Black Diamond. I want to say I agree with the tone that she was saying. I don't agree with her comments, but I agree with the tone that she was trying to set, that we're, you know, we shouldn't be so divisive, you know? I mean, this what's going on is pretty important. You know, it's important to all of us here. But what I think is happening is the community is really starting to kind of split into two separate camps, right? And we're splitting into this camp of, you know, Save Black Diamond and I don't know, the rest of us. And so not all of us agree with what's going on with Save Black Diamond, you know, with that group and what you guys are doing. You know, you got to remember that you all represent us all. You represent all of us, even those with opposing opinions. And so, you know, I just really want to emphasize that we live here. We raise our kids here. You know, that's the first time I heard that you guys are somehow obstructing the process for the school. I really hope that's not what's going to happen, because my kids will be going to that school in about 2 years. So I have young ones, and they will be going to that school, right? And so, I mean, hopefully it'll be ready in 2 years. So, you know, so you guys are elected to do something for the community, not do nothing for the community. We're here to pass, you know, what people want to happen. And not everybody wants the same thing. And that's why we need to come together instead of trying to be so divisive and trying to, you know, set this tone that, you know, it's us against them. It's not. We're supposed to all be in this together. We're supposed to be trying to move this community forward. And I just feel like that's not happening. All right. And my other comment is you know, if we're supposed to trust, I just don't understand how we're supposed to trust that you, if you can't follow your own council rules, if you don't understand your own council rules, if you don't know what's going on, how are we supposed to trust that you can understand state law? Because trust me, it's much more complicated than your 30-page set of council rules. So, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Seeing no one. I would request that we move the executive session up so that we have an attorney here and we're not wasting legal fees having him sit in the audience. Could we get a motion to move the executive
session? I'll also move.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. So the executive session is going to be held in the patrol room where we had it last.
Okay.
For how long? Peter, how long do you think? 30 minutes?
Okay.
The possible action you may follow.
Yes. Yeah. Do I hear somebody make a motion to move item number 8 up to the, or item number 8 on my agenda, which was a resolution approving collective bargaining, move it onto the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So would somebody like to make a motion about the agenda? It's in your book under item 8 if you want to look at the motion.
So I make a motion to adopt resolution number 16. The clerk will assign a number at adoption, authorizing the mayor to execute a collective bargaining agreement between the City of Black Diamond and the Teamsters Local Union number 117 Public Works Unit.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, the next thing on your agenda is a claim check for March.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Could we sign the contract?
Sure.
Yeah.
Come on down.
See, we're so fast, we didn't even let you have a chance to say hello.
Don't we need a motion to... We just need to put on the check.
No.
We're okay. Uh-huh.
Thanks, Peter.
See you next time.
Yeah, just send me photocopy.
Okay, so the next item on your agenda is a claim check from March 7th, 2016, number 43294, DCAS Associates, in the amount of $10,000. Did somebody want to speak to that?
Madam Mayor.
Yes, Mr. Weber.
I'll make a motion and I'll speak to it. I'm going to make a motion to table this item until the regular scheduled committee meeting, council meeting, excuse me, on May 5th.
I'll second that.
Motion to postpone, is that what?
Mm-hmm.
And motion to
postpone.
Postpone, sorry. Thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
What is the reason?
Well, I've sent some questions, additional questions that I had. To the city, and I'm reviewing those, and we'll be addressing it at our May 2nd budget committee meeting.
You know, I sent you, Barb and I sent you the work product, the contract with Berger ABAM, the invoice for DKS. What else did we send them? Yeah. And last week, we re-sent you stuff this week that we have sent you three times previously.
The questions that you sent, that I sent earlier this week, were the first time they were answered this week. That's the questions I said that I would review, and that's why I will discuss it at the next budget.
Well, you know, this is really, really critical for us moving on with our other rest of our DKS contract for the comp plan amendments. We need this approved. Councilmember Morgan.
I had asked specifically for some specific documentation when we had our meeting today at 1 o'clock. I know you talked about what was there. I need to actually see the communications.
So you don't get anything from Council Member Weber when I send it to him?
You're I on the same have committee. Seen what he... I.
There, we have nothing else to give you. We gave you everything that is available that has to do with that DKS check and the contract moving forward. It makes no sense whatsoever for you to slow this down when we need to get a new DKS project approved.
Excuse me. I think there's a misunderstanding of what I am asking for. And I felt that this afternoon, too. What I need to see and what Weber and I need to look at is the exact train of negotiation over these amounts of money, because what we are unclear about what they are and what the agreements were, and we need to have it documented in the city archives what this train over this bill was and is, because it looks to us as though there is possibility that there's some funny business in there. And I've heard this from several and many different people from the public. And we need to protect the city from any of these sorts of claims by firsthand knowledge of what the agreements were, when they were made, so that we can have a clear understanding financially of what where we are going forward. And I'm sorry that I'm so picky, but I've been sued several times before, and I'm just trying to take care of the city's interests.
Well, I will say that we ran the entire procedure through the attorney, and she approved of the process. There is no funny business going on, and then you're disparaging one of my staff people by saying things like that. That is absolutely untrue, and nothing funny business is going on about it. We did everything according to our normal, ordinary procedures that we have in place, and it was approved by the attorney as to the process that we took. Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I understand, too, that there was a call made to Berger Abam by a member of the city council. I'm just curious if
his name was Brian.
His name was Brian. So
Berger Abam
I'm
called
just,
as a
I'm
matter of
curious.
Form to wonder who was it that called Berger Abam. That's not really a normal thing for you to do, is to call our consultant. Councilmember Weber.
Is this something, the same thing that Mr. Botcher brought up?
No, this is totally different. No,
brand new.
This is somebody else called it's a different consultant.
Well,
it's totally different.
I didn't
we know there's another Brian in the room that has an opportunity to call.
I wonder who.
Well, I don't know if there's any other further documentation that we gave you. We gave you everything we have on file. And so if you don't read it, or you don't absorb it, or you don't understand it, but the process, we have a very strict process, and I do not like you disparaging my employees when they did a perfectly good job, and they are doing a really good job writing the comp plan amendments after Berger Abam failed to complete the product. And you put it on your agenda, and you're going to move it out again. I mean, how many times do you have to talk about these things and go through these things? How many times? This is an important thing to move on with DKS to finish our modeling for the comp plan amendments.
I understand that, and it's also important for the council to do their job.
And it's also important that you don't disparage my employees so they don't get
well,
the work done.
Well, I have not disparaged any employee of yours, and I don't believe that
Councilmember Morgan
was trying to disparage any
funny business
person.
Is disparaging. Funny business is disparaging.
No, I disagree.
Funny so business is not normal business.
So I believe there's a motion on the floor. It's been seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No.
Okay, it's been moved off to your committee meeting, in May. So now you have
Excuse me, Mayor. I think what it was to the next council meeting.
Yeah, to the next council meeting. Yes, right. I'm sorry. So now you have a resolution approving legal services for the city council and city in connection with resolution 161089 and the council rules of procedure.
Yes, you do. Whereas the City Council at its regular council meeting on April 7th, 2016, approved Resolution 161089, which terminated the city's contract with Morris Law, and whereas the mayor refused to sign Resolution 161089 instead, stamping it denied and noting the council does not have the authority to terminate contract legal services, and whereas City Attorney Morris stated orally and in writing her belief that the council does not have the authority to terminate the city's contract with her, and whereas the mayor has cited legal objections to the council's rules of procedure as a basis for refusing to recognize the council's rules of procedure, and whereas the council believes that its action to approve Resolution 161089 and to amend its rules of procedure was within its authority and appropriate, and whereas the council intends to defend its action to terminate the city's contract with Morris
Law. You know, you don't have to.
Excuse me, I have the point of order. I have the floor.
Out of order. You do not need to read the whole resolution. We've seen it before.
I have the floor.
You do not need to read the whole thing. The meeting is going to be long enough as it is.
The council needs.
Out of order. You don't need to read the whole thing.
I have the floor. Thank you.
Reading it is all you need to do is read the
title. Council needs to obtain legal services for the purpose of enforcing and implementing Resolution 161089, and whereas the council needs to obtain legal services for the purpose of reviewing and advising on the council's rules of procedure, whereas the council...
Out of order. You either quit or you're going to leave the room.
You
are out of order.
I have the floor.
You are out of
order. Madam Chair, I have the floor.
You are out of order. Either quit or leave the room. All you need to do is read the title. We do not read the entire item.
Whereas the council and the firm of Talmadge,
out of order.
Fitzpatrick, and
you
Tribe,
leave the room?
I have the floor.
Council Member
I have
Pepper.
The floor.
Council Member Pepper, according to Robert's Rules of Order, I am the chair. You leave the room if you can't quit reading. You don't need to read the whole thing. It's not
I
required.
Have the floor.
Council Member Weber.
I feel that Councilmember Pepper, the reason that she's reading this is for the public, if they don't have
it. She read it last time. You read
different,
it last time.
No, different. Different.
It's
item.
Different?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. The first, if this is your first reading, then you only read the title. That's what it says in Robert Rules of Order.
Okay, we'll have to suspend the rules. Whereas the council and firm of Talmadge, Fitzpatrick, and Tribe wish to maintain the maximum independence both in fact and appearance.
You need to take a vote on suspending the rules.
In the firm's review of the city's authority. All right, take a vote.
You have to make a motion.
I make a motion to suspend the rules in order to read the rest of this.
I second it.
Out of order. Goodbye, Ms. Pepper.
No.
You can leave the meeting.
No, you are. I am not out of order.
Yes, you
I
are.
I am not out of order.
Out
I have
order.
The floor.
I am the chair.
You are interrupting me when I have the floor.
You are
you
not the
not
mayor.
You do not get to interrupt when I have the floor.
Pat, you can leave.
No.
You either be quiet or you leave. You have a choice.
I have the floor, and you,
no, you
are
don't.
Interrupting.
No, you don't. You read the title. It's the first reading. You read the title.
Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Black Diamond, Washington, does resolve as follows. Section 1. The City Council hereby designates the firm of Talmadge, Fitzpatrick, and Tribe
I think we're
to represent
recess.
The City
we're
Council.
We're going to recess until we get this figured out. We're going to have a recess. Everybody step out. Just step out.
You have to vote on
the
recess.
Oh,
no, you don't have to vote on
the
recess.
Actually, we do have to vote on a recess. Actually, we do have to vote on a recess. Actually, we do have to.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Councilmember Pepper.
I appeal the decision of the Chair.
I second that appeal.
I don't believe you can appeal the decision of the Chair. Just read the title of the... Read the title and make your motion. Read the title and make your motion or move it to committee, whatever you're doing. Are you doing the first reading, or are you going to...
No, I'm making a motion to adopt this now.
Well, then you need to suspend the rules.
I make a motion to suspend the rules and adopt this motion right now.
I second it.
That's two motions.
Wait. It doesn't...
Councilmember Weber.
It is two motions run together. Councilmember Pepper, please restate your motion to suspend the rules.
Okay. Make a motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
You just suspended all of the rules. Do you realize that? But what she did was originally proper to say suspend the rules and or for the purpose of. But you just suspended the rules, which is why I'm standing up here talking to you, because there aren't any rules anymore.
Could the parliamentarian help me with the proper wording for this, please?
It's over.
It's already been passed.
We did already.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It already passed. Okay. It was a 3-2.
Okay. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Black Diamond, Washington, does resolve as follows. 1. The City Council hereby designates the firm of Talmadge, Fitzpatrick, and Tribe to represent the City Council and City in all matters relating to Resolution 161089 and its rules of procedure. And Section 2, the City Council approves the professional services contract with the firm of Talmadge, Fitzpatrick, and Tribe, Attachment A. Section 3, the City Council and the firm of Talmadge, Fitzpatrick, and Tribe agree that the firm will not be considered for long-term legal services. May I make a motion to pass this resolution?
I'll second it.
Can we have a discussion on this?
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I'll defer to Councilmember Deedy. She was first raising her hand.
Councilmember Deedy.
I haven't had a chance to look at or read any of this. And who brought it forward? I didn't see the paper where you have to write on to say it was brought forward by Councilmember Pepper and Morgan or Councilmember Weber. So is that somewhere that I miss it? Who's bringing this forward?
I am.
So just so I'm curious, then, is Weber and Morgan have already read this and have already talked to this group? Or I need more clarification and understanding.
Okay.
Negotiations or what happened? Or
wait till she finishes.
So go ahead. I'm done for now.
Yep. Okay, Councilmember Weber.
No, I haven't done anything with this. I've read it when you saw it, I saw it.
I haven't read it yet. So you read it during the council meeting?
When we got here. It was sitting on the...
I know I got here about 10 minutes early, but it wasn't time to digest all of this and have questions and talk to anybody about all these
issues. Maybe you would like
issues.
To postpone this to the... next meeting also, since nobody has read this.
One of the
this
things,
is not in your rules.
I'd be glad to read it into the record.
Can I just finish? One of the things that we never did before you three became the rulers in here was to vote on something that was presented to us. We always put it back into a committee to look at, and so that the council can understand what was going on, ask staff questions or ask the mayor. It was never voted on that night, even because the citizens didn't know about it. They didn't have a chance to look at it. So, you know, you guys bring stuff right at the end and put it on the agenda to be passed. This isn't transparent. It's definitely not transparent to the citizens, nor is it transparent to Janie Edelman and myself or the mayor.
Councilmember Edelman, are you done?
I'm done.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I just want to piggyback on that because this is not how we hire city attorneys. We put out an RFP or an RFQ. We have legal firms that respond to that request for quote. We bring them in here for interviews. And we're now going to where we used to pay $200 an hour. And just looking at this,
this
we're now...
Is- between the Black Diamond City Council and... So I assume it's the three city council members, not all five city council.
But my point is that our attorney fees are already skyrocketed thanks to these three council members, and now you're going to hire a firm and have to pay double the rate of what we were paying for Ms. Morris?
And did you?
I think we need an explanation for that, too. And it's also back to the transparency issue. We don't even have enough time to even look at what you're proposing. You don't follow the procedures on how to hire an attorney, and you're shoving it down our throats again, and you're expecting us to vote it in tonight. I do not support this in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I think you need to follow your own rules and move it into committee and bring it back at another meeting.
This is urgent, and the legal concerns are preventing the council and the city from moving forward.
I think the city council is preventing the city from moving forward. That's what I think. The three majority city council, are you trying to bankrupt the city? What is your motive here? Reforming City Hall does not mean stopping all business of the city so that we can do nothing. You tie our hands for everything. You insult my staff, and you continue to put things into committee and never bring anything out. And I really think that in the fairness of all of this, you need to put this aside for now and maybe put some other stuff back on the agenda so we can get some business done. Right. Councilmember Pepper.
I realize it can be difficult to get an item tonight and decide whether to vote to approve at the same meeting. That's exactly why I called for a special meeting for Tuesday. Then everyone would have had more than enough time to review this very urgent item. As it is, this is straightforward and long overdue, and I urge the council to approve it this evening.
So why wouldn't you have sent an email to all of us with this document on Tuesday? Pat Pepper.
Mayor, you know, we tried to have a meeting on Tuesday.
But we can still read our emails.
Mayor.
Yeah. Councilmember Edelman.
My question is, why wasn't this all prepared and given to the clerk last Thursday, Wednesday, so that it could have been included in the packet for tonight and we could have had a discussion? We would have been able to do our due diligence. But because of the way that you operate, you're never prepared to meet that deadline.
How long have you known you were going to hire this firm? Councilmember Pepper. Transparency is what I'm asking. How long have you known you were going to hire this firm?
It was signed 4/21 today. Yeah. It was signed today. The back of the contract is signed 4/21/16. That's very transparent. Nobody gets a chance to read it, and it's very transparent. It got signed 4/21/16 by the attorney. That's really transparent. That's what people like to know, that in our city, that's what you're doing.
How long has she known you're going to hire this firm? Does anybody speak to
she knows. Come on. Answer the question. We already suspended the rules. Answer the question. It's an easy question for you.
So you're a city councilman for the city and citizens out here, and you can't answer how long you knew.
I think there's been a process of deliberate not wanting to call the council rules legal, and we feel that the lawyer for the city did not represent the interests of the council. We sent Carol Morris a letter on April 13th and April 19th.
Who's we?
Councilmember Morgan
and Councilmember Pepper.
Okay, so that still hasn't answered my question.
Excuse me, I think that the rules of courtesy don't allow cross-examination.
I think the rules of transparency allow you to say, when did you first decide to talk to these people? How long have you known? If you've known since the 13th, why didn't you send any of it to any of the other council members? If you've known since the 13th, and in order for him to write that letter, he knew before the 13th. Councilmember Morgan.
If you read the letter, you will understand that the letter was sent specifically to Attorney Morris, privately by our lawyer, with the hope that she would take heed and do what she needs to do to protect herself. And when the first letter on the 13th didn't have a result that our attorney felt was proper, he sent another letter stating pretty much the same thing on April 19th.
Well, she probably hasn't even received that letter yet because he sent it by state snail mail.
Point of order.
He sent it by registered letter. We know exactly when she got it.
Do we have a motion on the floor?
So I'll just hand it this paper, well, which is this document for the attorney. It says, in certain instances, third parties apart from client will pay attorney bills. Regardless of who is paying attorney bills, attorney's duty of representation is to the client. By entering into this agreement, client consents to the payment of fees by said third party.
Is that the city?
Mm-hmm.
You're expecting the city to reimburse them or to pay your bills?
Has anybody discussed this with Mae Miller, the finance, to understand our budget? I mean, that... We have stuff that hasn't even been voted on the budget because you're so into the weeds and want to know everything for even the DKS, $10,000. But you're okay with this? I realize I get no answers. I asked 13 questions last council meeting, and I have gotten not one answered question back from you.
The city would love to hear an answer. We're the city.
Taxpayers are paying this.
The citizens are owed a response to this question.
And it's
not just for the citizens that are sitting in this room. There's a lot of our population that listens to the audio for hours and hours and hours. Exactly. You're not alone. We all do it for meetings that we don't attend. And I think that this group of people owes the citizens and the taxpayers that are paying the bills some answers tonight.
I'd love to hear Pepper's answer. I really
do. Okay. We have a letter. Dear Ms. Morris, Talmadge Fitzpatrick Tribe has been hired by Black Diamond City Council members.
Excuse me. You passed that letter out. You do not need to read the whole letter. You do not need to read the whole letter. That's why our meetings last for 4 hours.
Mayor, may I make?
Yes.
The question is, how long have you been working with this law firm, and when did you first start dealing with them? It obviously was not April 13th. What date did you and Ms. Morgan start talking to Talmadge Fitzpatrick and Tribe? That's not a big, difficult question to answer.
It's not rocket science.
Let's see.
The 8th?
Mm-hmm. Of April?
Mm-hmm.
So on April 8th, you contacted this firm.
Right.
And you two have been negotiating behind scenes to represent the council, correct? And are you there to say, one of the issues I have, and I didn't bring the article, was that you you always state, even in the newspaper, that the council wants this, the council. So when you went to talk to them, did you say, this is what the council wants? Or did you say, this is what Erica Morgan and I want?
Do you remember the April 7th meeting?
It was 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
So what's your point on that?
That was a meeting that I would consider to be out of control, and something needed to be done about it.
I'm lost, though. I mean, I don't understand where you're going with that. I mean, just
answer the question.
Did you go there and saying that the council wants to hire you, or that Erica Morgan and myself want to hire you?
We went there, Erica Morgan and I, because, number one, the council roles have not been recognized. And number two, the attorney is not representing the interests of the council. If you read the letter, there are two letters.
To read this letter.
Okay.
But I can't do it tonight because there's other stuff on the agenda and there was other things that I was prepared to talk about. I don't have time to regurgitate all of this and ask questions.
Okay. Point of order.
What's your point?
Yes, please.
Nice little cheat card you have there because you can't remember what you're going to say.
What's your point? What did I do out of order?
I think that you are engaging in a continuous questioning of a fellow council member.
I need to question. That, you're presenting this.
You're presenting all stuff that we've never seen before.
And I think the questions can be asked without being insulting and have
they're not insulting. They're pointed questions.
Well, no, the mayor or the chair.
But
the
point of order was to
comments
me.
About
the point
Council
of order
Member
was
Pepper
to me.
Having something to reference.
Okay, cite that. Yes. The point of order
I
was
don't,
to
do
me.
You see me with anything here except for the agenda? I don't have cards like that.
Well,
cheat cards because I don't know what to say at the meeting.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
So I haven't had a chance to read. So who's paying the bills on this?
Did you read the contract?
No, I haven't.
Of course we haven't read the contract.
For 2 hours.
We brought it in here today.
The city will pay the bills.
And
you are not authorized to make the city pay the bills. You cannot do that. You have no authorization to do that.
Have you, again, talked to Mae Miller to say, can we afford this? Have you discussed with the mayor? Who is this? Is this attorney going to listen to our mayor? Is she working to also make sure that everything is good? Or is she just working for the three of you?
This particular firm is addressing two things. One, the legal services.
Of
the former legal services of the Morris legal team, and two, the rules. That is the only function that they intend to serve.
Mayor?
Councilmember Edelman?
What about the functions of the city and acting as the city attorney? If they're only looking at the council rules,
that's the next item.
What's the next item?
Legal
appropriation of funds. I think somebody needs to resign immediately. That's from Mayor. I just heard crime. Oh. So, what was the hourly rate that we were paying Carol Morris? Do you know?
200.
200. I think. Yeah.
Now, what's the hourly rate we're paying this firm?
$400.
That's a bargain.
Wow. And are we over budget already in attorney fees?
We will continue to be over budget as long as we have this dispute.
We will be way over budget once you appoint this person, this
Mayor.
Firm.
Mayor.
Councilmember Edelman.
I would just like to make one other comment here. You will notice that it was not Councilmember Deedy and I who started off this meeting yelling at all of us, including the public. We are trying to be realistic about what's going on, but that is not what is being blasted back at us. And I think if anybody needs to hold their emotions in check and treat people with respect, it's coming from that side of the room.
Councilmember Morgan?
I don't really know where we are in this list, but I have something that I would like to read out because I think that we've been having problems in this city since the first of the year, basically. We electeds in Black Diamond are experiencing a high degree of dysfunction currently, as I am sure you have noticed. A new majority was elected last fall. This majority comes with a new view on how to best accommodate the people's vision and work on the people's priorities as guidance of policy for Black Diamond going forward. The mayor and the minority on the council have declared openly and loudly that they like the status quo and they refuse to recognize the new majority opinion of the council. They are convinced that they have legal standing. The mayor has repeatedly stated that she will not recognize the new rules or cooperate with them as the presider at the council meetings in spite of repeated testimony supporting the council's authority to handle its own business. The mayor has barred staff who works for her from interacting with the new majority council
persons.
Point
of order.
We respect the mayor's right to control her staff. We do not agree that duly elected council members representing the sovereign citizens are well served by the position she's taken. The new majority watched and saw how government was being conducted. They understood, and I don't mean just this year, they understood that repeating the same rules and expecting a different outcome is the definition of insanity. So this new majority did a lot of research and consulted many authorities to come up with the new council rules that they felt would correct some of the more egregious inconsistencies within the available legal parameters of Black Diamond Municipal Code and Washington State law. In our democracy, when opposing perspectives are so at odds with each other that there is a messy period, that's what's considered democracy. We folks are in the middle of just such a period. The new majority has made every effort to resolve this issue without compromising our basic core principles with polite and respectful discourse, no matter the insults and the departures from civility. We consider it an honor and a privilege and a duty to finally bring our constituents' voice to the city. And if one reads through Phil Talmadge and Tribe and Fitzpatrick's statements here to Attorney Morris, one can understand that because government could not and cannot go forward under this dysfunctional situation where we find ourselves, finally, we are now on to this Phil Talmadge, and many of you people know who he is. He's well worth the money. Yes, he is $400 an hour. He's spent 9 years on the Washington State Supreme Court. He has experience in these areas. He has decided unequivocally that we have a case that he wishes to bring forward. That's really what I can say where I'm at. He's at only considering just handling these two items, the new council rules and the firing of Attorney Morris, since she refuses to take the firing that she's getting. If you read through, you'll find he finds with his position as a Washington State Supreme Court judge, he finds that she has a conflict of interest that she has not been able to step back from. I first noticed it in some of those first executive sessions with her that there was an inconsistency in her demand to have unanimity amongst the council itself. And what she saw in front of her was there was no chance that without some legal input that there was two sides and that she could not represent properly both sides of the issue at the same time. And because of that, we have hired this other firm to take care of our interests going forward, so that we can maybe finally get a city that understands that the council does have the right to make rules for itself about how it's going to handle its own business, and that those rules are recognized by the rest of the city.
So why does it have to be done at this meeting? Why can't you wait till the next meeting so the rest of the council and myself can read all of this stuff that you presented us with us tonight?
And even have a chance to talk to this firm. Just like you guys don't want to appoint the civil service person or anybody else because you wanted to interview them. So why can't Janie and I and even the mayor have a chance to talk
to
this firm
before
I'm speaking? I don't interrupt you. I didn't interrupt you during that whole speech. So please let me speak. So why can't we have the same right that you three choose for yourselves? Councilmember Pepper, you're the one that wants to run this meeting. So why can't we have that same right to interview and talk to this firm?
Councilmember Morgan.
I know you haven't had a chance to read the contract, but that would be a conflict of interest for that firm. Because they are contracting to be, and in this contract you will see when you read it, they are contracting to be the lawyer, not even for the whole council, but for us. That's right.
That's your answer.
And the city won't pay for that. There's no obligation by the city to pay for that.
Mayor, may I make another statement?
Okay, we need some order out here, please.
Thank you.
Even aside from the fact that we don't have a city attorney, and this isn't even going to get us a city attorney, my question to Ms. Pepper and Ms. Morgan is, we have had outstanding city business from back in February that have gone into the great abyss of the council committees. They don't come back and see the light of day unless there's some kind of pressure, like the contract tonight with the union, that they have to get, or the water issue from 2 weeks ago. They didn't want to pass the water improvements. But when you start talking Flint, Michigan, then
point
all of
a sudden, order.
No, I want
please
an answer.
Please do not impugn the motives of the fellow council members.
Oh, give me a break. Just a moment. Then answer my question. Where in the heck are these resolutions that have been in your committees, some since February 4th?
Point of order, courtesy.
Okay. Excuse me, Ms. Pepper.
I think
no. Just a moment. It's still my floor. You've been harping on that. Okay, so I would like to know, Agenda Bill AB16-016A, the resolution accepting a Department of Ecology grant for 2015 to 2017 stormwater capacity grant, that's a $50,000 grant, no brainer, it's free money.
It's not $50,000 anymore because we didn't accept it earlier, it's now $25,000.
Oh, now it's $25,000, thank you very much. It's been stuck in your committee since February 4th. We have the Civil Service Commission resolution that's been stuck in your committees since, I don't even have the stuff in front of me. We need to hire a building official
That's stuck in your committees still. We did pass the bargaining agreement, but that took a lot of work. Then the resolution about an agreement with DKS to be able to move on with our traffic modeling, you guys are still fussing a $10,000 settlement agreement that we've had to enter into because the subcontractor that we hired failed to pay these people. Again, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. This stuff goes into the great abyss. It never comes back out. This city needs to be conducting its business, and you three people are holding all of that up. And so whatever chaos you guys think used to be in this city, our council meetings used to run less than an hour until January. And now we're into 3 and 4 and almost 5 hour meetings with not much resolution of anything.
Councilmember Pepper.
I think everybody's had a chance to talk to this motion.
Well, I have a quick question with Erica's statement. So this attorney comes on board when you three vote her in, or him, or whoever it is, and they're only representing the three of you. They're not allowed to talk to Janie and I or the mayor, that you three are only paying, or that, well, in here it says that
the city's
paying.
Point of order.
No point of order.
Yes, you're
what?
Going along and saying things that may not be true.
This is what Erica just stated. I have a right to ask the question of a council member that just stated something that I find ridiculous. That you're stating that the three of you are going to vote this in, and this attorney is only going to represent the three of you. I have no right to call, is what she's saying, to talk to this person. That is what she stated.
Well, Megan says that that's not what it says. It's council. It's council.
Mr. Drudowski, you need to be quiet.
No, you are not.
I'm sorry.
Okay, let's not have any more arguing, or we'll have to call another recess.
I'll just say I have not still read this and fully understood what it's saying. So if you three pass this, It's a true shame that you're wasting taxpayers' money, and you're bringing in an attorney that isn't even vetted by a full council, that you're bringing in to represent the council, and that you're bringing in to be the legal vice for the city.
No, and it's for the council.
For the council.
They don't have the authority to hire an attorney for the city.
So, Councilmember Weber, I can't believe that you would vote this in. If you just got this, truly just got this, and you didn't know anything about this, this just popped up here just like it did with Janie and I, because we didn't know anything about this, then it is a true shame that you vote this in.
That's right.
Councilmember Weber?
Well, I'll just say that it's...
Without speaking to Mayor Miller or figuring out the findings.
I have the floor.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's no surprise that since not just the first of the year, since December, that there's been issues with legal representation with the city. The reason we can't get anything, or we're hampered to a point getting things done in committee meetings, is because the mayor doesn't recognize the committees, so therefore we don't have staff, so therefore we have to do more research, more questions on our own, which takes more time.
You know, there's two of you council members that
have
daytime jobs, and you're the only one that can't come at night. But, you know, my staff, how many hours have you been at work now? 13 hours. 13 hours my staff has been here to represent stuff to you tonight, and we're just arguing about stuff that you've put on the agenda that's against your own council rules. It's against your own council rules. You're not even following your own council rules. And you can't even make a motion to get stuff moving. This just goes on forever.
I believe we have
Councilmember Pepper.
I believe we have a motion on the floor and a second.
Yes. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is your resolution approving legal cities for the city council and city. You cannot include the city in that. You're going to have to change it because you cannot. Let's see, what does it say? Black Diamond City Council. So the contract says Black Diamond City Council.
Well, it's interim.
You can't hire an interim attorney. I hate to say that. I mean, you can vote on it, but you can't hire an interim attorney. You're wrong, Mr. Drudowski. You're wrong. I have plenty of attorneys advising me. Excuse me. Yes.
Agenda item number 6 is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Black Diamond, King County, Washington, approving interim legal services for the city. The city needs to obtain legal services.
You cannot do that. You do not have the authority. Look in the state code, the city code, our city code. You do not have the authority.
The mayor is invited to make recommendations on these matters for council consideration.
What are you talking about?
Well, the city council at its regular council meeting on April 7th approved a resolution which terminated the city's contract with Morris Law. And whereas the city needs to obtain legal services, and the city council is the contracting authority for legal services for the city.
You cannot fire the city attorney. You do not have the authority.
The city council intends to retain interim legal services while it considers its options for legal services in the future. The city council acknowledges the mayor's requirements for contract legal services for the proper supervision of the administration of the city. The city council authorizes the council president and mayor pro tem to investigate and propose for council approval.
Why don't you just read the motion and get it over with? Read the motion and get it over with.
A resolution of the City Council of the City of Black Diamond, King County, Washington, approving interim legal services for the city.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Aye.
Okay. On my mayor's report.
Oh, mayor.
Yes.
May I? I have a motion I would like to make.
Okay.
Whereas during the executive session of March 17, 2016, council meeting, Councilmember Erica Morgan left the council chambers, joined Kristen Bryant of Save Black Diamond, and walked out of sight around the corner of the hallway. Whereas, after an almost two-minute conversation with Ms. Bryant, she returned to the council chambers. When challenged about returning to the executive session, Ms. Morgan's response was, and I quote, "I have the right to talk with my lawyer," end quote. Ms. Bryant is not a lawyer. Whereas, this was witnessed by Councilmember Janie Edelman, Police Chief Jamie Kiblinger, Deputy City Clerk Mary Jane Bone, and citizens and staff of the City of Black Diamond. Whereas a public disclosure request from Ms. Robin Taylor requested the information that had been disclosed in the hallway, Ms. Morgan responded in an email that she went into the toilet, and quote, "We may have said hello, but that is all," end quote. Whereas Ms. Morgan stated in the April 7, 2016 council meeting that "I still stand by my statements before. I can't help it if you don't believe me. What you do is what you do," end quote. Whereas the surveillance camera, as you notice now on the video, located in the hallway, definitely shows a conversation between Ms. Morgan and Ms. Bryant for over 1 minute and 45 seconds. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Black Diamond does censure Councilmember Erica Morgan for giving false information in response to a request for disclosure of public records, refusing to admit during the April 7th council meeting that the information in her response was false, and refusing to disclose the information discussed with Ms. Bryant. Councilmember Morgan is put on notice that she may be suspended from her leadership positions on the City Council should these offenses be repeated. Furthermore, Councilmember Morgan may be in violation of RCW 42.23.070(4). Quote, no municipal officer may disclose confidential information gained by reason of the officer's position, nor may the officer otherwise use such information for his or her personal gain or benefit, end quote. The penalties for violation are included in RCW 42.30.050. Quote, any officer violating the provisions of this chapter is liable to the municipality of which he or she is an officer for a penalty in the amount of $500 in addition to other such civil or criminal liability or penalty as may be otherwise be imposed upon the officer by law. In addition to all penalties, civil or criminal, the violation by any officer of the provisions of this chapter may be grounds for his or her office. Therefore, I make a motion to officially censure Councilmember Morgan.
Second.
I also have... Go ahead. I have a packet for all of the council members that includes correspondence. There are three different witness statements. There is the Robin Taylor public disclosure request and Erica Morgan's response. I already have one. I have 30-some-odd pages, 33 pages of screenshots of this video. And there is a letter from Attorney Carol Morris to the King County Prosecutor's Office dated March 22, 2016.
So we have changed the agenda to your agenda. So in the mayor's report...
Wait a minute. No, we have a motion.
We have a motion
for censure. And we have a second.
Oh. So any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Councilmember Weber?
So as far as this goes, I don't know what was said. It's a video.
She stormed out.
We just got this big honking packet. That's right. So it's perfectly within my right to say that I haven't seen this. There's a lot of stuff to read and look at. So, no, I don't.
So all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
You don't get to vote.
Yeah.
You're the object.
No.
Of course you do. No, she doesn't get. She does not get to vote. So you have a tie, Mayor.
So I vote in favor of the censure. So the motion passes. Now I would like to address under the mayor's report that so far we've had the claim check for DKS moved to May 5th. So we have a resolution for the Department of Ecology that's been there since February, and now they've reduced the amount to $25,000 because you didn't accept the grant. We have the resolution confirming the mayor's appointment to the Civil Service Commission, which was from January. We have a resolution authorizing an agreement with BHC for building services, and you've heard from the school how important it is that we have building services for them to be on schedule for building the elementary school in Black Diamond, which is good for the citizens. We have a resolution approving collective bargaining, which you did approve tonight, and a resolution approving an agreement with DKS. And all the paperwork is in here. If any of you would like to suspend the rules and introduce any of these items that are very important to the city, it would be greatly appreciated. Do I have department reports? You left that off your agenda.
It's not on the agenda.
The rules have still been suspended.
Huh.
Mayor, may I say something?
Again? Yes.
Again, here's transparency. You have got staff members here that are willing to talk to you in the evening, and you continue to disrespect them by not allowing them to talk.
Well, as part of my mayor's report, I'm going to ask my staff members to get up and speak. So, Barbara.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. Barb Kincaid, your community development director. And I would like to just kind of speak a little bit to Liz Leroy came in. There is a high level of concern with the school district about their project being done in a timely manner early in March. I've brought forward a resolution and an agreement for the department to enter into a consultant's personal services agreement with BHC consultants. They're very reputable. We have their qualification sheet. And previously, as you know, we had the interlocal agreement between the Black Diamond Covington and Maple Valley. That contract, in particular, the services that Covington was providing the city and the public, we were having trouble, Covington, with the capacity and some other issues with that. And so it really is in the best interest to look forward and approve the agreement with the new building official and the he'll do the plans examiner. The fee structure is really quite fair, and in fact it will be a benefit to those folks that are taking permits out. And the problem of course not having a building official or plans examiner or inspectors for that matter, is that we're required as a building and permitting department to have those services available or we can't issue building permits. So really would urge you, I think that to the extent that I have been able to respond to questions via email that the committee members have asked, if there are more questions, I urge you to let me know. The mayor has been copied on my responses, and we've been able to at least, I feel like, answer your questions in a satisfactory manner. So that being said, I also briefly need to say that the department, they were struggling. And in fact, I struggle as I sit here doing my job to my professional capacity to hear someone think that I'm somehow doing some funny business. That is not okay. The DKS situation, we provided you what you asked. There's, as you know, when you're working on agreements, the resolution that council authorized the mayor and the mayor's, I'm the mayor's agent, is to execute those agreements. That includes termination, if necessary. It includes negotiating certain things, scope of work, and that is what I was doing with the DKS Berger ABAM. And a lot of what goes on is done orally. We have good documentation, and in fact, the DKS final payment of $10,000 is documented as payment in full for services rendered. So there is very little to no risk, and the mayor said the attorney, Ms. Morris, was fine with the way that we talked that through and worked it out before it reached a level of dispute, which again, really is a benefit to the citizens here not to get to that point. There's some propriety involved in terms of how much of the internal negotiations really ought to be aired out in public, not because it's funny business, but because you raise the level of risk to do harm to both parties. And we avoided that very well. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Seth, did you want to get up and make a presentation?
Yeah. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. I have three grants I won't take too much of your time, but to go back to the stormwater grant that we talked about back in February, I did receive a letter that we received on Tuesday that reduced the amount of money to $25,000. I'll read one paragraph. Since May 2015, revenues have fallen $92 million below the revenue forecast used to build the state's biennium budget. The legislature was faced with a difficult task in addressing this decline and focused on reduction areas where contracts for work were not yet finalized. Significant reductions occurred in both the operating and capital budgets across many environmental programs. So that came from, the funding is primarily comes from petroleum sales, which when the price of oil went way down, that's what cut into the revenue. So I'll pass out this letter.
Thank you, sir. Thank
you. So as I understand, there was some issue about the suggested items that could be funded with this grant. Primarily, this grant is to fund the city's stormwater permit program that was approved by the council last fall. It's budgeted. The program is a policy direction of the council that says this is what you need to be doing. So this grant just helps us implement that program. With the cutback, I don't think we were really able to fund the a contractor to look into the barriers to low-impact development that'll have to be done in-house at this point. So the remainder of the $25,000 at this point would be purely to offset our expenses. So this is not discretionary spending. This is activities that we're going to be have to do anyway. So it's not like a shopping list. These are the items that we have to do. And there would also, it sounded like you wanted to budget down to a line item level. I don't know of any cities that actually do that. We budget at a fund level, not a line item budget. Because it takes public hearings, it would seriously handicap the flexibility of the city to do its work. You know, if costs of one thing go up or when another go down, it would take hearings and council action to move small amounts of money from one little pot to another. Totally cumbersome. I've never seen anybody do that. Anyway, I wanted to address that those two issues that I heard come out of committee. Any questions?
Councilmember Deedy.
So we've lost $25,000. So now the taxpayers will pick up that $25,000 to do the in-house, right? I mean that.
Well, there was some risk of that, and anyway, so. I don't think it was, if we had signed it earlier, they still had the right to reduce it.
Mm-hmm. So where is the, so the $25,000 that we have now, is there, I guess, is there questions that the committees have asked that they've shot back to you saying that they're not satisfied with the answer, or where are you held up on trying to?
Well, I think I answered those, but I was got those questions from, I think it was listening to tape or had some notes. I'm not sure if I covered the committee's questions adequately. But
so they haven't gotten back to you to say?
Not directly, no.
Okay.
Mayor?
Councilmember Edelman?
So basically what you're saying is that the reduction may have happened anyway, but if we would have actually processed that grant back in February, would they have then taken the money away?
That's what
I mean, I know it's a reimbursement issue. We spend the money, they reimburse
Well, this language that says the legislature was faced with a difficult task in addressing this decline, it focused on reduction areas where contracts for work were not yet finalized.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Does that mean that because we didn't sign the contract,
yeah,
that they saw all those people that did not sign as yet, there were reduced?
Yeah.
But if you look at the contract, it has language that seems to give the Department of Ecology an escape clause on that issue. So I don't know. An attorney would have to
answer that. Okay. My next question has to do with, have the council members contacted you other than via email? Does anybody ever come in and sit down and say, hey, Seth, what does this mean, or what's going on, or can you explain this to me? Or do you just respond to questions via email?
Or that you've heard on audio.
Or that you heard on the audio because you've listened to the meeting.
Let's see. Frankly, I don't remember. I know that I haven't talked to any of you personally or by the phone. It may have been email. I don't remember whether it was an answer to an email that was forwarded by the mayor or... but I remember the issues were wanting that control down to a line item level, and it would require a budget amendment. But there didn't, as I gathered, there didn't seem to be an objection to the staff's plan on how the money would be spent.
I just think there's a lot of things that probably could go a lot easier if, when council members have questions, they would either pick up the telephone and call you or stop by your office and sit down and have a chat. I know Councilmember Deedy and I have been pretty successful doing that with the staff.
And I will say before others jump up that we do get permission from the mayor, mm-hmm, and make sure that that Seth or Jamie Kiblinger or anybody is able to meet with us. So I do speak to the mayor almost daily on subjects, and so I know where things are, because that's my job, is to make sure that I know whether I'm on a committee or not on a committee. I know where each item that comes before this council, I am prepared at any moment, that has already been here, that's sitting in council committee in the abyss, I am still prepared, if it does eventually come up here, I am prepared to vote on that and to answer any questions, because I have done my job and seeked out my questions through the mayor and then through staff. So thank you.
So are you going to talk about those other two grants on here?
I can. I have two other grants. One is a water quality improvement project grant from King County Wastewater Treatment Division. This is for the project of the North Commercial State Route 169 Stormwater Treatment Facility Project. This would be the top stormwater priority project in our capital improvement plan. And would take the highly polluted water coming off of State Route 169 in the North Commercial area that currently discharges directly into Kinder Creek, mm-hmm, and transport it to the city's property that they own on Roberts Drive for a treatment, constructed wetlands and treatment. This is not full funding. The property was funded by Conservation Futures. The design was funded by Department of Ecology. This funding provides about a third of what remains to move it to completion and construction. They've given us a fair amount of time to pull the rest of the funds together. but this would be one of the chips to fall to help us get the remainder of the funding. The grant is for $243,643. So any questions on that?
You can always suspend the rules to introduce it to the agenda if you would like to vote on it.
I make a motion to suspend the rules to vote on
both of them.
Is it the stormwater grant and what was the other one?
The LED lights.
It's a,
LED lights, yes.
Well, there I have.
There's actually three.
I have three, and the stormwater grant is $25,000 funded a grant from the Department of Ecology for our stormwater program activities.
Vote.
So a motion was made for the stormwater capacity grant and for the Puget Sound Energy for the LED streetlight conversion project. And then the third one was the King County for the North Commercial Stormwater Treatment Facility project.
Yes.
And we have a second.
Yeah, I seconded.
Is there any further discussion? Councilmember Weber.
I believe these resolutions are in committee right now, right?
You can take them to committee because they're here tonight in the booklet. They've been on the agenda for a week.
These two are new.
They were on my agenda. So they're all here for you to review.
And all three members from each of those committees are here.
The last two are new business. That's correct.
Right.
They haven't been to committee. But you could approve them because they're ready to start working on those LED streetlights.
They're already working on them.
They're already working on them.
And these LED lights will save the city money.
A lot of money.
The other thing, too, is it's not going to cost the city any money.
Right.
That's the other thing to keep in mind. So we need a vote.
So how long has the stormwater capacity grant been in committee?
Right.
Since February 4th.
So at one time it was nine times it went back and forth between the three of you, right? Through different committees. And is there still, you got Seth here, is there still something that's major that's holding it up?
Well, the vote right now is to suspend the rules to consider these three items. So we've got
a motion, you got a second.
And a second.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Me? No.
Councilmember Edelman.
Whatever happened to doing the right thing? And for what citizens are you three serving? Because as I look out in the audience here, the majority of the people here are not supporting you, and there's quite a few who don't even live within the city limits of Black Diamond who are trying to influence you. These are all things that need to be done. Puget Sound Energy is coming out and replacing our streetlights. It's not going to cost us any money. Why can't you approve that tonight? We have another grant here. The stormwater has been in the abyss since February. I don't get it. I would like to know from Councilmember Pepper, Councilmember Brian Weber, or Councilmember Erica Morgan, why can't these resolutions be brought back out for the full council? And don't give me this garbage about staff isn't supporting your meetings. They've been at every council meetings where these have been brought up. You refuse to talk to them. So it's incumbent upon you
as the elected officials of this city to be up to speed and to be able to talk intelligently to this staff and get the answers that you want and that maybe you need, but you need to take some action. The sitting on your hands and clenching your lips like you can't say anything or you don't have the prepared statement in front of you, I think is unacceptable, and it's not fair for the citizens of this city. And there were 200 and some odd folks, less than 300, that voted for you guys. You owe them an explanation.
So do we have any more staff reports? Andy, do you have a report?
Oh, no.
Okay, council reports?
Well, I have a lot of things to say. First off, though, I'm going to read an excerpt from, well, a verbatim transcript excerpt from the Government Operations and Administrative Committee meeting from April 14th that Councilmember Morgan had done. So I'll start at the beginning. So from Mayor Benson, clarifying statements from Roger Neal, Risk Management Service Agency, RMSA. Date April 21st, 2016. Background. The new council rules have sparked numerous discussions around legal issues and risk. Cautionary statements made by the city attorney and insurance provider, RMSA, so that's, again, the Risk Management Service Agency, intended to keep Black Diamond from harm, have been met with controversy. On April 14, 2016, the Government Operations and Administration Committee met. Certain statements were made during this meeting regarding RAMSA's position on the new council rules. Again, that's the insurance pool. A verbatim transcript of these statements were provided to RAMSA's Roger Neal for response. This memo includes the verbatim transcript of those statements with Roger Neal's responses. It is intended to correct the record to ensure everyone receives accurate information. So verbatim transcript from April 14, 2016, the Government Operations and Administrative Committee meeting. Approximately 32 minutes into the meeting, Judith Carrier, resolution number 3, the legality of standing committees, oh, Cub Scouts, I have another one, insurance coverage. There is a lot of talk about early on the insurance people were saying, oh, there's real problem with a lot of risk here, and I think I didn't totally understand it at the time. I first heard that, and I still haven't totally understand, but as far as the standing committees and the way they are, they have a members and that kind of thing, I made a note that it would be something to know exactly where do we stand right now with the city's insurance, because, of course, nobody wants the city to be at risk for anything. I think that has almost already been discussed. So Morgan, Councilmember Morgan, I think I need to answer you right smack there about that. Judy Carrier, go for it. Go for it. Councilmember Morgan, what happened with the city's insurance? Insurance with the city insurance is absolutely nothing. And the reason is because once the risk manager for the city's insurance read not just the particular out of the context bits that had been shared with to him by his friend, Attorney Morris. So there's a little line that's Morris is highlighted, and this is from the insurance carrier comment. City Attorney Morris originally sent to RAMSA's pages 1 through 30 of the draft council rules. During the review, it was noticed by RAMSA that pages 15 and 16 were missing. Attorney Morris was contacted, and the two missing pages were also reviewed in context with the other pages. Review of pages 15 and 16 did not change RAMSA's concerns about the rest of the draft council rules. RAMSA has not endorsed the council rules in the draft resolution as reviewed in January of 2016. So back to Councilmember Morgan. Once he read the whole thing actually about the changes in the council rules. The changes in the council rules were completely endorsed by him as being legal. And so back to Ramza's statement right off of that, Ramza does not offer legal advice, and at no time has Ramza stated that the council rules are legal. In fact, Ramza has concerns that some of the council rules may be illegal, as pointed out by the city attorney. So back to Councilmember Morgan. And actually encouraged in the book that he brought to us, the Association of Washington City's book that he brought us, encouraged us to make the changes. Many of the changes that we made, back to Ramza's comment, Ramza is not sure which changes made in the council rules are referenced in the mayor and council member handbook. Ramza suggested at that the council use the mayor and council handbook as a guide when anticipating changes to council rules. So back to Erica Morgan. He had questions that were also questions that I have about the way they are handling the minutes and et cetera, about executive meetings, and the reason for that was not just Black Diamond Born, but something that they've been working at a little bit at the state and MRSC has developed in the last year. I think I can say quite safely a checklist that says what can be said about what went on in the executive session, and that says that also advises who can be in the executive session, whether or not an attorney is there. Sort of like a checklist, there's about 13 reasons you can go into executive session now out of the public view. And so now this is back to the insurance company's statement. It is important to remember that the 11 reasons are actually exemptions to the Open Public Meeting Act. These exemptions are to be very narrowly construed, not intended to be broadened to meet the desires of the council, to not deal with difficult conversations in the public meeting form. MRSC's publication, the Open Public Meetings Act, the legislator finds and declares that all public commissions, boards, councils, committees, subcommittees, departments, divisions, offices, and all other public agencies of this state and subdivisions thereof exist to aid in the conduct of the people's business. It is the intent of this chapter that their actions be taken openly and that their deliberations be conducted openly. The people of this state do not yield their sovereignty. to the agencies which serve them. The people in delegating authority do not give their public servants the right to decide what is good for the people to know and what is not good for them to know. The people insist on remaining informed so that they may retain control over the instruments they have created. To codified in Chapter 42.30 RCW, the Act applies to all cities and towns, councils, 3, to all county councils and boards of county commissioners, and to the governing bodies of special purpose districts, as well as to the many subordinate city, county, and special purpose district commissions, boards, and committees. It requires basically that all meetings of such bodies be open to the public and that all action taken by such bodies be done at a meeting that are open to the public. The terms meetings and actions are defined broadly in the Act, and consequently the Act can have daily significance for cities, counties, and special purpose districts, even when no formal meetings are being conducted. So, back to Erica. It has these 13 reasons, like boxes. Oh, sorry, I already read this. Okay, so I already finished that. Sorry, that was tiny print. So, I listened to the audios today of the three committee meetings, and one of those was I was mentioned in. So both Councilmember Weber and Morgan have issues with me meeting with May to go over the vouchers because I am not on the Finance Committee. Can you please explain, Councilmember Weber and Morgan, what you mean by that? Because I'll just say what I understood what you guys were saying was that I have no right to meet with May to go over the vouchers.
I didn't take it as you had no right to. It was we were in a discussion with trying to find a time for Councilmember Morgan to go in and talk with May to look at the voucher supporting documentation.
Right, and at that meeting you stated Erica stated that, first you stated that Councilmember Didi was invited to that meeting and she is not on finance, and Erica Morgan stated she would not have gone anyways because I was there, and you agreed with her. My job as a council member is to understand all of the everything that goes on in the city that's come before us. So once a month, I have asked the mayor if I can meet with May. And why not have me there as well as Erica Morgan to go over the vouchers if I'm going to be voting on those? What difference does it make if I am there or not? Correct, I'm not on the committee, and you can attend. Let me read this. Mayor Benson, I have asked my Vice Chair Eric Morgan to review the supporting documents for the next batch of vouchers. Please coordinate with her for available times. At this point, I am not inclined to support vouchers that have not been at least spot checked against the supporting documents. So then Carol Benson replies back, I sent an email invitation to Erica to meet today at 3 to review the vouchers, and she did not show up. I also phoned her and did not get a response. She said at last week's meeting that she would be available anytime. So you're asking because you can't attend, right?
I didn't say I couldn't attend.
But you're asking that Erica comes in and goes over the vouchers.
I did.
Councilmember Edelman was in Eastern Washington. So, again, I don't understand. So back to, so then after that email, then Erica says, hello, Mayor Benson. In your phone message received Thursday, the 14th, around 6 p.m., while I was waiting to be led into the council chambers for my government off-standing council committee meeting, you stated you had made an appointment with me for the meeting to go over the supporting documents for the current vouchers. After conducting a search, I find my messages from Wednesday afternoon from you, which I had not seen before. I had an internet connection problem with either the email or my home internet on Thursday, so perhaps this is why I did not see it before. I also do not have voicemail on the contract for my phone, so I get the messages if I get them arbitrarily, usually days later and rather meaningless unless the speaker lists the date and time. What I am saying is voicemail is not a reliable form of communication with me. In any event, I find it a novel idea that an appointment could be made between people without communication from both sides. So I will not apologize for not meeting with you in this instance. Now that I see it, now that I would know that I would not have accepted anyway, since Councilmember Didi is not on the Finance Committee, and it is inappropriate that you invited her. If any additional council member is invited, we need to reserve a space for Finance Committee Chair Weber. Again, I have the right to attend any meeting that the mayor has agreed for me to go over the vouchers, or to sit in and talk to Seth, or to sit in and talk to Barb, or anybody to understand what's going on. Just because I am not on a committee doesn't mean I don't have the right. So listening to the audio from the finance meeting on Monday,
And this, you guys are stating that I'd have no right to be in there. It might not be what you are suggesting, but it certainly is what I'm reading and hearing in both this paperwork here, the email, and on the audio.
Well, let me clear that up for you. It's perfectly within your right to go and view vouchers and supporting documentation, make your appointment with the mayor in May. That's fine. The reason I had Erica do the footwork is because she had some extra time to go in. If I had the time, I would go in. It kind of depended on and when the meeting was. But had I attended with Councilmember Morgan and then had, as the chair and the vice chair, the budget committee, had a third person council member been there, then it would have been an OPMA violation, and then we couldn't have had the review.
Well, had you have stated in your very first email, instead of just saying, I have asked my vice chair, Erica Morgan, to review the supporting documents, had you also stated, I would like to attend that meeting as well, the mayor would have put you both on there.
I would have never invited three people.
No. And she knew that I wanted to go over the vouchers. So why wouldn't she, and why is it not okay for her to include me when you did not state you wanted to attend that?
I mean, the way I read it was that you wanted Erica to review the vouchers, that you tasked her with that task.
Yeah, on knowing that with my schedule, that sometimes I cannot, based on the work I do, I can't 100%
But if you were interested in attending, you should have told me that so I didn't invite you.
Well, then that's my bad for not specifically clarifying that for you.
So let me finish.
I will do that in the future.
So the last part is from Carol Benson. I'm sorry you were not able to attend. This is to Erica Morgan. I was under the impression that Brian was not available, and that is why he tasked you to attend. I have the prerogative of inviting another council member. I am on jury duty next week and will not be available. Thankfully that she got out of jury duty, so she is here back with us. But I tell you, it really made me mad that you guys were even...
Because we've invited Erica many times to a finance meeting when she wasn't on the committee. We've always invited somebody else to be on a committee so that there's at least two council members there.
Yeah. So, Erica, do you want to explain why you felt that you would not have attended?
I think I really need to, because if Tammy Deedy and I had been at the finance, looking over the finances, and since I was charged by my chairman, Weber, to look over the finances, it for him and to go back to him and make a report. If I had been going over them in the presence of Tammy Deedy, who has every right, as every citizen in the city does, to go over these financial details according to state law. But if that scenario had happened and then I had gone over to talk to Mr. Weber about what we had talked about the financing, then that would have been a serial OPMA violation. And that is the reason why I couldn't risk it.
That's
Mayor,
not true
Mayor.
At all.
Why was there no objection when I was at the meeting today when you went through the vouchers? I was at that meeting with you. You went through the vouchers.
Because the next time we were going to meet, all of us would be together in the public eye at this city council meeting.
So you haven't even gone over what you discussed at that meeting today.
I have.
Okay, so
at 6 o'clock this evening.
So my other statement is the civil service appointment. So I don't understand. The task for this council was to have a civil service person appointed to the count to the civil service position. So in all of your committees, you're not even discussing putting her on. You're just discussing what it is. So your job is for appointment. If you either you appoint her or you don't, at least bring it back and say we're not going to appoint her or we are going to appoint her, and then go over the whole rules or whatever you want to do with it.
or appoint her and still go over the rules, but at least have the courtesy to let a citizen know what the three of you are doing. At least let her know that she's not going to be on this, or she is, so that she can put her energy into another organization, something else to help the city. So please have the courtesy to let this lady know what your plans are. Can you at least promise?
I have been in contact with her fairly regularly, as a matter of fact.
Well, why can't you appoint her?
Because we have things that we need to clear up about the Civil Service Commission.
You do know there's still a member that is on the Civil Service.
I know that there's two members that are on the Civil Service. No, there's two.
Is there two now?
There's two. And not only that, but we are very familiar with another situation with the civil service, which is the doctrine of necessity. The meetings of the civil service are open to the general public.
Mm-hmm.
The doctrine of necessity for civil service says any person from the general public can be in seated on the civil service as a member for that meeting of the civil service. So there really is no jeopardy.
Did you know that we were missing the opportunity to interview the new sergeant applications? They went through the civil service. Did you go to that meeting?
I didn't go to that meeting.
That was just, a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
And that's what the civil service does. It would have been nice to have a new person on the civil service to...
If they wanted a civil service person on... It is a doctrine of necessity. They have to have two people to vote. Well, I've been reading the rules, and what I know is that our city is pretty shaky on these rules of the Civil Service Commission, and I need to know more about it. And I've asked the mayor and got no response. Whenever it first came up back in February, they tell me. I asked the mayor if we could have Louisville come and talk to us, or if I could go and talk to her any which way at her convenience to try to understand better what the rules are.
You're just supposed to approve them. It has nothing to do with what they do. That's not your job. It's not your job.
So I'm done with
that. I guess in this town, under this mayor, the council is a rubber stamping machine. That is what I see and hear on all fronts every time.
Council Member Edelman.
I just would like to remind these council members that this body is legislative in nature, not administrative. And so if we have resolutions that come before us, yes, you can ask questions and you can get the information that you need, but you're not supposed to be doing the mayor's job.
So... Are you?
I'm done.
Okay, Councilmember Morgan, do you have a report?
I think I've probably said enough.
Councilmember Edelman?
Ditto.
Councilmember Webber?
Webber?
It's getting late.
I'll just mention that we had two Budget and Finance Committee meetings and a Growth Management Committee meeting also.
Councilmember Pepper?
The Association of Washington Cities has a booklet out, and one of the things that I have read before is, whose meeting is it anyway? In general, mayors should remember that the council meeting is just that. It's the council's meeting, not the mayor's meeting. The council sets its own rules and has ultimate control over the agenda. The mayor's role is to chair the meeting. On a different topic, I would like to say I noticed in a paper that the Maple Valley Council passed that gave permission for a disc golf course to go up somewhere in Maple Valley. And my own children are what you call millennials, and they drive many, many miles to do this disc golf thing. And I'm just wondering, as a Black Diamond, as a town in the future, or a city in the future, to be a destination for certain things. And I know that tourism, maybe we should try to get in on some of those dollars and think about things that would people would stop by and spend their money locally. So that's my thing.
So it's time for next public comments. Anybody wishing to come up and speak to council, please raise your hand. Bob Edelman.
Add a number of items, and they're not all connected. I'll just shoot through them.
State your name and your city, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bob Edelman. My address is 29871 232nd Avenue Southeast, Black Diamond. The vote on censure when the object of the or the subject of the censure cannot vote. Mr. Dudowski yelled out, sure she can. I refer him to Robert's Rules of Order, Simplified and Applied, Second Edition, 2001, or you can go to Robert's Rules of Order, Chapter 20. There was a question also from Mr. Dudowski. He vehemently said there was no vote on the order to recess. I was reminded by the parliamentarian that the chair has the right to order a recess when the meeting is out of control, and it was. That was the reason she ordered the recess. Also, we're going to remind all of you that the mayor has the right and the duty by state statute to bring proposals to the council. So I believe that is right and proper for the mayor's agenda items to stay on the agenda. I do not believe that they can be removed except by her. The contract that was brought up, also heard Mr. Dudowski said that was, it would represent not just the council but the city. I read quite briefly, I may have missed something, but I read that contract as being where the council would be the client. And the council's gonna pay the client, or gonna pay the attorney. And I guess I was wondering where the council gets the budget to do that. Let's see, this is another one. I think you saw what happens when somebody's declared out of order because of the rules, and there's the motion to suspend the rules. In Robert's Rules of Order and in the old council rules, it would have taken majority plus one. That was changed by Mr. Dudowski to be a simple majority, and you can see what kind of havoc that raises.
Bob, your time's up.
I got one more item. May I have the additional time?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that Erica Morgan revealed partially what went on in that executive session that you left when you went to talk to Kristen. You brought it up in tonight's meeting. You said that the city attorney was trying to reach unanimous agreement. I wasn't aware of that until now. That's a violation of the OPMA. Also, it's a violation of the other parts of the RCW where you reveal confidential information.
Would anybody else like to speak? Robin.
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. By writing a resolution stating your council rules are legal, The majority has now moved from the legislative branch into the judicial branch. By writing a resolution to fire the city attorney, you have moved from the legislative branch into the executive branch. This council majority is simply all over the governance map. And by doing so, you have created chaos and instability in your wake. I sent Councilmember Morgan an email on Friday, the 15th, after her government ops meeting, requesting the documentation where the insurance pool guy soundly endorsed the council rules, and I received no answer. I sent it on the 15th in the afternoon. So today I sent a public records request to Brenda requesting this information. And this is what Tammy read was what I also received tonight was what he said. So not only did she lie about saying hello to Kristen Bryant at the executive session, she's also not responding. I thought I would do Brenda the distinct honor of not putting another public records request on her desk, but I had to go that route because I got no response from Councilmember Morgan. And, of course, it will always be something else's fault or somebody else's fault why we couldn't get it done. That's accountability for you. Another thing that Councilmember Morgan said in the government ops in regarding the resolution for proper noticing of council agendas, she said more and more new stuff was showing up at council meetings last year. So this council is trying to get a handle on introduction of new items at the meeting. Apparently, they don't want to bring new items up at the meeting on the spot. So they're trying to, because that happened last year, so we're not doing that this year. Yeah, that's working well. As far as the Civil Service Commission, she was reading, she's beaten this thing to death, but that cities must refrain from writing Civil Service Commission rules that vary from the state statute, but yet we need to customize it for us. She stated early on with that she wanted to be sure that she was appointing the right person. But we don't have to appoint someone because they can just grab any old Joe out of the audience and draft him right then and there, and it doesn't matter what kind of a person they are. So you're fine with just anybody off the street that's sitting in the room can be on the Civil Service Commission, but you got to be sure you're appointing the right person. I think there's a little foot dragging going on here, and it's pretty obvious. I think I covered what I wanted to say this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to speak? Seeing no one, I'll close this public comments. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. 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 Meeting adjourned.